why are we here again?
Mr. Ackerman needs home care.
Well, why does he get a doctor in Manhattan?
For some inexplicable reason, he likes you.
Well, he better be damn sick.
Excuse me, ma'am. I wonder if you could...
Oh, absolutely.
Hey, you know, what does she look like? A walking ATM? You know, don't give him a dime.
John, it's okay.
No, it's not. Hey, you know, you want money? Look in a newspaper. Here, let me show you something here. Look at that. That's a classifieds. You know what that is? That's where people go when they're looking for a job. You remember what a job is? You know, that's where you work all day. At the end of the week, they give you money.
You know, ma'am, all I wanted to know is if you knew directions to the St. Anne's shelter. I've got to get cleaned up. I've got a job interview later today.
You were saying?
3 blocks up on the right.
You can't miss it.
Thank you, ma'am. And as for you, with a coat like that, I should be giving you a book.
Boy, does he smell.
I heard that!
If he hadn't done it, I might have.
Good morning.
You're late. And you're blonde.
I wasn't sure if you noticed. Do you like it?
Well, it's,
No.
Did you do that yourself?
Of course not. This is a very complicated process. I had it done at a stand on the side of the expressway. $5 for sunglasses, hair coloring, or a pound of crab meat.
You're kidding me. $5 for a pound of crab meat.
Hi. I'm your new delivery man, Arnaldo.
The cooler's down the hall to the left. Oh, my God! Margaret, you have to do something. What? Just... Oh, John, don't tell me you still have that weird thing.
Yeah, when are you going to have that thing removed?
Have what removed?
Oh, never mind.
This is not a joke. Every time I see one of those guys, something terrible happens.
Something terrible happens whenever you see a water delivery guy?
No, whenever I see one of those little people.
Oh, John, please. Yeah,
Margaret, don't argue with me. Just call the company and get us a new guy, please.
Do you honestly expect me to ask them to replace that nice man just because you think that little people make bad things happen?
I don't see the problem. Look, I'm not saying he's not a perfectly nice guy.
Have a nice day, folks.
You too. I'm just saying he's a harbinger of doom.
Hey, Vinny.
Hey.
How you doing?
Good.
Well, that's not what it says here. Your cholesterol's broken 300. Well, you were wise not to sell at 268.
Here we go.
Yeah, that's right. Let's do the dance. Have you quit smoking, changed your diet, started exercising, reduced your stress?
I bought one of those vibrating armchairs.
Oh, good. Good. Yeah. Well, now, pick it up and go for a walk, you moron.
What am I going to do? I love eating, I love smoking, and I hate exercise. Listen, I've tried to get in shape. It's just too damn hard.
It's not that hard. You know, have some self-control, will you?
You smoke?
I do not.
I've seen you.
Yeah, we're not talking about me, are we?
Do you exercise?
Yes, I do. I exercise.
What do you do?
I run, and I swim, and I skip.
You skip?
Yeah, I skip. It's the latest thing.
Fine. You know what? I'll make you a deal. Next time you go to the gym, take me with you. You can show me what to do.
Couldn't you go by yourself?
I tried, but it's like there's something that stops me from going inside.
Would it help if they buttered the door? If it's the only way I'm going to get you into the gym, you can come with me, you know? He's out of shape, and I have to suffer.
Margaret, you know that stereotype about blondes being easy?
Yes.
All of a sudden, the guy at the donut shop is totally hitting on me. It's like, now that I'm blonde, he assumes I'm easy.
Sex toy?
That's what the guy in the donut shop called me!
Don't worry, Vinny, we'll get you in shape.
Hey, thanks a lot, Dr. Berkey. I really appreciate it.
No problem. I belong to a great gym. I need to join a gym.
You already belong to a gym.
I do.
Brick building 2 blocks over smells like sweat. Reggie's Diner?
Rock's Fitness.
All right. So where's my gym bag?
Next to your guitar and Tybo tapes in the I'm gonna change my life corner of the storage room.
And you know why they're in the corner? Because your Nordic track and pottery wheel are taking up all the room.
All right, let's stop before someone gets hurt.
Morning, everybody. Reg, got some coffee to go, please?
Hey, sweating to the oldies. What's with the outfit?
I'm going to the gym.
No, seriously.
Well, why are you so surprised? Just so happens I used to work out regularly.
Oh, yeah, right. How long has it been now?
I don't know, a few months.
A few months?
Months, years, 1989, whatever. Now, we got a new water delivery guy down at the office, and he's one of those little people persons. You know, right after I saw him, one of my patients tricked me into going down to the gym.
No, Becker, you really shouldn't.
Oh, please, what am I supposed to say? Height impaired, vertically challenged, abbreviated Americans? All I know is they're bad luck. Oh. See what I mean? Bad luck.
So, you think a monster lives under your bed? That if you step on a crack, you'll break your mother's back?
No, listen.
You know, I would expect this kind of bigoted, narrow-minded crap from some drunk in a bar, but you're a doctor. You should know better.
Look, don't take this the wrong way. I don't think that you guys are bad luck. I'm just saying whenever I see one of you fellas, I know bad luck's on its way.
You're going to the gym, right?
Yeah.
Can you do a deep knee bend?
Yeah.
Good. Then you can kiss my ass. Well, I gotta go. I got more deliveries downtown.
Hey, look, I'm going that way. Can I bum a ride?
Yeah, sure. You believe that guy? I mean, it's hard enough for people like you and me as it is, right?
You and me?
Yeah. You're Italian, right?
Oh, yeah. Italian, right.
You know, John, when you get to the gym, you ought to see if they have a machine that'll take your foot out of your mouth.
I really think because a little person was in here, a bad thing's gonna happen. That's absurd.
You were saying?
That has nothing to do with Arnaldo. This whole place is falling apart.
Excuse me, sir. Are you two members?
Oh, yeah, I am. He's my guest. I work out here all the time.
Well, I've never seen you.
Well, it's probably because I come here at night when the other girl's here.
You mean Bruce?
You said you came here all the time.
I do. She's confused.
Yeah, this card is handwritten. We got computers like a zillion years ago.
So look it up. Blondes.
Oh, yeah, here it is. This membership has expired.
How could it be expired? It's a lifetime membership. Yeah. Can I talk to someone in charge, please?
Well, you could take it up with the gym's previous owners, but they've also expired.
Maybe we should just go.
No. Look, I'm a doctor. I want to work out with my patient. Now, what do I need to do?
Well, you could join the gym.
Look, let's just forget it. Let's go get a pizza.
No,
this would be a great gym for you. We don't discriminate on the basis of age or fitness level.
Well, thank you very much. All right, you know, I'll join again.
Cool. We offer 3 months for $69. And that's $15 extra for the guest pass. Unless you're a couple, then it's only $1 extra.
Honey, give her $1.
It's late, Mr. Hayward. We're trying to run a medical office here. When one person is late, it puts a doctor behind schedule and pushes everything back for the rest of the day.
I'm sorry. It won't happen again. Which room should I go to?
Oh, just have a seat. The doctor's not here yet.
What a ditz.
Do you believe that, Mark?
Margaret, Mr. Hayward just called me a ditz, and I think I know why. It's because of my hair. People think blondes are dumb, so he's assuming I'm dumb.
Oh, come on, Linda. You're not that blonde. Oh, good. You're finally here. You've got patients waiting. Where have you been?
I was at the gym.
For 3 hours?
Oh, you don't understand, Margaret. Vinny DeLuca had a heart attack.
I can't believe Mr. DeLuca had a heart attack. It's so shocking.
Yeah, just yesterday he looked so... Well, it's still shocking.
I gave him CPR, and then the paramedics took us to Columbia Presbyterian where they did an emergency angioplasty. He's stable, but I...
Thank God.
You know, maybe it wasn't such a good idea to take him to the gym.
Well, what happened? Did he try to do too much?
No, he hardly did anything. I mean, you know, he watched me on the treadmill for a while, and when he finally got up, he took 3 steps, said, "This feels great," you know, clutched his chest and hit the deck.
There's no way that felt great.
Okay, ready?
Wait, hold on. Now, why do I have to hold the nail?
Well, you're sure as hell not swinging the hammer.
Oh, mother of mercy, Bob is wounded.
What happened?
Bob, do you really care?
Well, no, but you're in crutches, so I'm kind of curious.
Well, long story short, Becker was right. Those people are bad luck.
What are you talking about?
I left here with that little Naldo guy and had the worst day of my life. First, I twist my ankle getting out of his minivan. And yes, I'm aware of the irony there. Then I turn around to ask him for help, and he's halfway down the block. So I take a cab. But when I go to pay, I realize that I left my wallet in Naldo's van. The cabbie was so pissed, I had to give him my watch, my belt, and Jake's name and address.
Wait, my name and address?
Well, I wasn't going to give him mine. This guy looked crazy.
Oh, good. Bob, you're here. I came to return your wallet. Hope it didn't inconvenience you, Annie. Hey, what happened to your ankle?
I sprained it getting out of your mini... your car.
No kidding. Tough luck. Well, here you go.
Thanks.
Can I get you anything?
Maybe just a muffin.
Reg, are we going to do this or not?
Yeah, right. Okay, ready?
Okay, just be careful of my fingers. I'm in the middle of a really great book.
Don't worry.
Oh!
Jake, I'm so sorry. I had no idea how that happened. Oh, let me get you some ice.
Yeah, I think I know how that happened. Is he still here?
Who, Bob?
Never mind.
You know, I think I'm just going to take this to go. I got to get home. Need a ride, Bob?
No! I mean, not that yet.
Suit yourself.
Oh, for crying out.
Boo!
Reg, can I have some coffee, please? Oh, man, what a lousy day I've had. I took a patient of mine to the gym. He had a heart attack.
Is he all right?
No, he's stable, but I just... What's going on? What happened to your hand? Well, why are you on crutches?
Yeah, I give you 3 little guesses.
Come on, Bob. It's not fair to blame Arnaldo.
He's gone, Jake.
It's Arnaldo.
Well, of course it is. It's all making sense. Yeah, my patient, your hand, and your foot. I mean, whenever one of those guys is around, something bad happens.
You're all being ridiculous. Bad things happen because bad things happen. It's all a stupid coincidence. Oh, relax. They're all loose.
Dr. Becker, Mrs. Cohen called. She said that the Restoril you gave her isn't helping her sleep. She wants to know if you could prescribe her something else.
Okay. Ambien, maybe. No, she's got that weird insurance. What's generic for Ambien?
What?
I was just thinking out loud. You wouldn't understand.
Why wouldn't I understand? Because I'm blonde?
Oh, please.
You know, I'm going to dye my hair back to what I'm pretty sure is my natural color. So I can be treated like the intelligent person that I am. Oh, and by the way, the generic for Ambien is Zolpidem tartrate. One day, I forgot my magazines, and the only thing here to read was your stupid medical book.
Hey, want to look at my ass?
No, thanks.
Aren't you here to check my hemorrhoids?
No, I'm his doctor.
Oh. While you're here, you want to take a peek? They're huge.
I'll pass. So do me a favor, will you? When he wakes up, tell him Dr. Becker dropped by. I don't want to disturb him.
Oh, don't be silly. Benny, you got a visitor.
Oh, hey, Chuck.
How you doing, Benny?
Not bad.
Yeah, well, your vital signs are looking good, and I'm glad to see the rhythm stabilized.
So they tell me. Have you seen his hemorrhoids? They're amazing.
There's got to be something else to watch around here. Don't you guys get cable or something? Hey, I want to talk to you for a second.
Sure.
You know, when something bad happens to a patient, it's very upsetting, you know, especially if that thing could have been avoided. When that happens...
Hey, Doc, quick question. How soon am I going to be able to sit down without that donut?
I'd have to look, and no, I'm not going to.
Come on, you know you're curious.
Look, anyway, you know, when a patient gets injured, a doctor can't help but question himself. What I'm trying to say is, I'm just wondering if I failed you in some way, Vinny. You know, maybe I should have tried harder to get you to quit smoking or change your diet or, you know, maybe get you to handle your stress better.
You know, I've had a long time to sit here and think about this, and I...
Hey, anybody want a half a corned beef sandwich?
Sure.
No. Hey, no. Go on, please.
Anyway, like I was saying, I mean, I've given this a lot of thought. And
how about cake? I got cake.
Hey, you know, there's a reason why God inflated your ass to gigantic proportions. Now, shut up and let us talk, will you?
Fine. More for me.
Look, Dr. Beck, what I'm trying to say is, don't blame yourself. I mean, I should have taken your advice and started taking care of myself years ago. I'm just lucky you were there when this happened. I owe you my life.
Thanks very much. I really appreciate hearing that. Well, you get some rest, and I'll come by and see you tomorrow, right?
Hey, if you're going, would you open the curtain? Told ya.
No, you're right. They're absolutely amazing.
Out.
Boy, that was something. The way it started, just like that.
Yeah, just like that.
What? Accidents happen, right? Oh, you don't think that was my fault?
No.
Yes.
Why, everybody?
You. You know what you've done? You've spread your poison, and now they all think I'm bad luck. Well, I hope you're proud of yourself.
No, wait, Arnaldo. Sit down, please.
Why?
Please. Look, I want to apologize. What I said to you yesterday was stupid and cruel. Nobody should be made to feel the way I made you feel. What it's worth, I'm sorry.
Thanks, Dr. Becker.
You're Dr. Becker?
Yeah.
Dr. John Becker, the doctor who saved the guy's life at the gym?
Yeah, that's me.
Well, I think it's a hell of a thing you did. It's a pleasure to meet you.
Oh, thank you very much.
Yes, I'm sorry about this, but you've been served.
Oh.
Is
Vinnie DeLuca suing me for malpractice. He says that I gave him a heart attack. Hey, what the hell is that? I saved a man's life and he's suing me? I mean, how could that happen?
I'm going.